A really nice story on the front of the Irish Examiner, that there's plans for a new Lido in Cork, and there's a fabulous black and white picture on the front page of the Irish Examiner from 1951. There was this massive, massive outdoor swimming pool in the middle of Cork, and it closed in 1986, and there's plans now to build a new outdoor swimming pool in the middle of Cork.
Have I learned a new word today?
Have you ever heard the word Lido?
How do you spell it?
L-I-D-O.
L-I-D-O.
Yeah,
Lido.
I know. In Italy, there's an area that has, it's called the Lido, and it has all these outdoor pools. So it's basically just a word for an outdoor swimming pool.
Are there many of them around still? Or?
Definitely not. And I know definitely there was one in Dungarvan, which okay. was seawater. Mm. But a lot of these closed in the 80s, because guess what happened in the 80s, Vinny? We all had loads of money and we suddenly had swimming pools in our houses. Do you remember those people?
No, not enough to close down full public swimming pools.
Was it just... Maybe it was health and safety or something, I don't know.
More indoor pools were being built, was it? Was that a case of people went into your leisure clubs or whatever?
But these are, I know we don't have... I am totally aware that we don't have the weather for these things. But I mean, people used to swim in these in the rain and everything. You know what I mean? It was the only thing to do.
But your people are swimming people are swimming in all kinds of conditions now.
This is it.
So... maybe there is a reason to bring it. And like you were saying, you were telling me yesterday you went to dip in the sea yesterday afternoon. My other half does it now as well. But this time of year, you get in for a minute or whatever because it might be too cold. But also there are plenty of days when it's too rough. But if you had these kind of outdoor pools.
Yeah. Even seawater ones, they're fabulous.
Where it was all controlled. Is there a company out there who wants to get into the market?
Yeah,
let's
absolutely.
Construct a few of these again.
We'll have one of these. And also, I watched the movie Into the Heights last year, and there's a fabulous scene where the entire community goes and hangs out at the swimming pool, and they do this sort of dance scene in the swimming pool. But it is, in other countries, it's a real community-centric place that everybody goes on a day. Even if you're watching Stranger Things, which is back in the 80s as well, and everybody goes to the swimming pool for the afternoon and you check out, and that's where you meet your mates and get an old snog.
So what's
the
story with this Cork one?
It's a new Lido, plans for a new Lido in Cork City. They're looking for a potential suitable site at the moment, but it's going to be in the river. It's going to be in the River Lee, anywhere between the bridge at the Anglers Rest Bar and Restaurant in Carrigahane. Is it?
Carrigahane, I would imagine.
To Blackrock Village, somewhere along the River Lee. They're going to put in an outdoor swimming pool for the people of Cork City. And we want one here in Waterford.
Yeah, let's get in on that action. Somebody has WhatsApped us. The Newtown School had an outdoor swimming pool. They did public sessions during the summer, it says.
All right, this is still a swimming pool in Newtown School, but they obviously built a structure over it because it's indoor now.
Yeah. Was there an outdoor swimming pool anywhere else in Waterford? I'm only living in Waterford since 2003. Before that, was there one? In my head, I imagined there was one, or somebody's told me about the time there used to be an outdoor.
In Waterford City, because there definitely was one in Dungarvan. I think it was kind of down there at the lookout, and it was seawater.
The same WhatsApper has literally just got back in touch. The Candlelight Hotel in Dunmore also had an outdoor swimming pool.
Yeah, you used to have to pay a pound or something to use it for the day.
Okay, for the day?
Yeah.
That was good value.
I think that's what it was anyway. Yeah, because that was my husband's family used to own the Candlelight.
All right.
They were all the lifeguards. But the amount of people that you meet out in Dunmore and they go, I remember the pool and the Candlelight.
I was thinking of Mrs. Bouquet there, your Candlelight suppers, your Candlelight swimming sessions.
Oh no, I don't think you were allowed in the pool after dark, but it may have happened.
Loads of texts and loads of info coming, and thank you for it, to 0833333975 on outdoor pools historically in Waterford. We're telling you about the one that could be on the way back in Cork. It's on the front page of today's Examiner. It's called Lido, which I found out this morning. Well, there seem to be plenty of Lidos everywhere back in the day, because we were getting a number of texts. Newtown School swimming pool was outdoor for years and had public hours every day, along with hours for the Friends of Newtown. Spent a great summer working there in 92, says Susan Anne and Ballygunner. There was a pool at the back of the De La Salle Social Club on Stephen Street years ago.
Ah, okay. They're right in the city centre.
And we have a few texts as well to say the Majestic Hotel in Tremore. Tony was on to us. He said, if you're familiar with the Majestic Hotel Tremore Bar, that's built on the swimming pool that was originally in place many years ago.
Okay, and someone mentioned the Candlelight as well. The Candlelight Inn in Dunmore had an outdoor swimming pool at the front as well. Yeah, and they're just things of the past now. As you said, most swimming pools then were built kind of in the 80s. There was this sort of absolute surge in leisure centres.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Leisure centres were the things.
Yeah.
And all the swimming pools went indoors. Mm. But I really think there is, with all the outdoor sea swimming that people are taking part in now, it's maybe something the council could look at.
Maybe it's worth looking at.
And you don't have to name it after us, lads.
Yeah.
There's no need for that.
No, we'll just take the thanks in kind. Thank you very much.